The parts of Shannon and Sandra are performed by Raven Fox of Raven Fox Audio, also known as The Raven Fox, all one word, here on Literotica. Sandra and I drove to a secluded subdivision outside the city. It was getting dusk outside, and the setting sun was illuminating Sandra in a glorious light. She was truly a beautiful woman. The flirtation between us grew as we strolled through the empty hallways. Quite honestly, I didn't pay much attention to anything, except in rooms where I could see us locked together in a loving kiss. As we made our way, we both would touch one another's arm or shoulder lightly, hinting as to what was so obvious. I could tell that she was enjoying this. Perhaps she was thinking the same thing. Perhaps she was basking in salacious thoughts of me. Our two bodies swathed together, completely unsheathed, nude. My large breasts snuggled next to hers, our hands entwined. Long, reassuring stares into one another's eyes as kisses ripened into hungry feasts of one another's most intimate hopes. Her soft golden hips coming down above my head as my fingers cupped her caramel thighs. There truly is something to be said about a woman loving another, an unspoken trust, a loyalty that only two women can understand. A man can give us the thrill, yet a woman gives us the finesse. It's a recipe that only two women can comprehend, and Sandra and I were about to mix our delicious ingredients together. After the tour, Sandra and I walked out the front entrance as she turned to lock the door. "So, what do you think?" Her keys flipped the lock as I sized up her fertile curves. "I really like it, Sandra. You're good at this." Turning to me, she pulled her hair behind her left ear, a beauty move. Us ladies do that, sometimes involuntarily, but she was doing it out of unabashed flirtation. I just knew it. And now the twilight of the evening sun glimmered behind her. "Please call me Sandy." She flashed another captivating smile, which melted me. If I made it with her, she would be the most magnificent creature I ever bedded in my life. I stepped to her, lowering my face to look at her through my brow, giving her my best fuck-me look. "Want to make out?" She hesitated, trying to cope with what I just said. It wasn't so much of a question as it was a statement. I didn't regress. My left hand reached up to nuzzle her delicate cheekbone. Her eyes shut as I took this as her approval. With that, the gap between our lips closed, allowing my sense of touch to cherish this kiss. There was no retreat from Sandra at all. No doubt, no hesitancy, just assurance. As our lips molded into a soothing shape, I inhaled her familiar aroma, the one I'd grown to adore. She was so gentle, soft, motherly. As with any first kiss, it's always memorable, treasured for all time. I felt the warmth of those thick lips move in sync with mine. A slight whimper of awe escaped from Sandra as my fingertips skirted the sides of her gorgeous face. It was like touching a rare porcelain doll. Sandra breached our kiss with her tongue. Welcoming her advance, my lips promptly clasped around it. Sandra was inside me. Now, I could say I've had a mother and her son, both inside me. I trembled at such a wicked thought. Sandra's hands grabbed mine. Her tongue grew daring, glazing my teeth. Her hands held my face in place as I relaxed, relishing this woman's torrid aggression. Tracing my lips with her tongue, Sandra's hot breath poured out upon my face. Her dripping tongue flattened upon my right cheek, wetting my entire face in long, drawn-out laps. I was smitten by the raw deed. Like a cat licking milk, she lapped my entire face, my forehead, jaw, neck, even my nose. Never before had I experienced such a kiss from anyone. My makeup was wiped away. I think she just didn't care. As long as it was a part of me, she craved it. Her tongue swooled into my earlobe. As I could hear and feel this woman's carnal passion reach an undeniable crest. God, you're so beautiful. I smiled, falling into her arms as my teeth sank into her neck. Oh my God, Shannon. My hands reached behind her for support. I could taste her salty perspiration, which was a big turn-on for me. I loved making a woman sweat. It was then I realized we were still on the porch, hungrily swapping spit with one another. In the bewilderment of the kiss, she somehow stepped back in an attempt to calm herself. Okay, I just met you. Then let's get to know one another better. I soothed her doubts with a meaningful kiss. I could hear the hesitancy in her groans. Have dinner with me tonight. The tip of my tongue circled her earlobe again, burrowing in as her flesh gave me the answer I sought. Oh, God, yes. Our mouths indulged in another inspiring kiss. Her entire mouth crooked as far as it could. Her lips trickled just below my nose and my chin. My hands reached back to lock her in place so nothing could break our kiss. She amazed me. There's nothing more erotic than being with someone who truly wants you. We arranged for dinner at my house later that evening. There was much to prepare for. David arrived back at the house, greeting me, as I was wearing an enticing white cocktail dress. Always the gentleman, he complimented my attire, noting that the ivory fabric made a nice contrast to my bronze skin. Little did he know what plans I had in store for him that evening. I asked David to get there 2 hours before his mother. That way I could prep him for his forbidden destiny. We made our way to the living room, where David and I nursed an expensive bottle of Chardonnay. Cuddled on the couch, we made out for the better part of an hour. I intentionally held back, not wanting to let the petting get out of control. Between the slurps of our ravenous kisses, I asked David, "Have you ever watched a woman seduce another girl before?"
"No."
With his hands on my bare shoulders, a sly grin came over me. I held his face in my hand, looking directly at his astonished expression. "I met your mother earlier this afternoon." I'm sorry, but what you told me... Wow, I had to meet her.
You mean you really did?
I nodded, biting my lower lip, hoping he would approve. She's coming over in an hour. He approved, all right. His entire being was paralyzed by the prospect that his dream could actually happen. I could feel his growing fear and nervousness. I pressed a finger to his lips. I want you to watch me make love to her, David. There's plenty of hiding areas in my bedroom, so you can watch. You'd like that, wouldn't you? His eyes never once left mine, faintly nodding yes.
But, what is she... what does she... Do you two... like each other?
Oh, yeah. I leaned in for a kiss. And I kissed her, just like I do you. I traced his lips with the tip of my finger. His face was of wonderment, captivation, hope.
Oh my God.
Her hands feel me, like yours do. Her breasts against mine. I shivered just thinking about Sandra's intoxicating beauty, her irresistible fragrance. Oh, David, I can't wait to make love to her. She's so gorgeous. I could feel his cock grow in his slacks. I was bestriding him at this point, feeling his hopes swell with each breath we shared. I can see why you want her. As if by instinct, his hands grasped my big hips. She's so beautiful, David. I want her so bad. My hair tumbled about his face. His hands snuck beneath my dress, clutching my healthy ass. Want me to make love to your mother, David? Huh? My breasts enshrouded his face. And you want her too, don't you?
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
I quickly undid his pants, lifting my dress above my waist. I went against my standards, waiting to be fully unclothed, but this was a moment I couldn't let go of. With a gentle nudge, my hips slowly came to rest over David's groin. His cock eased into my dripping womb. As I felt him sink completely inside me, my eyes rolled back in my head. I began to lift myself up and down. His face still between my breasts, I brought my arms around his neck so he would stay there for the duration of the fuck. The power of his actions said it all. He wasn't making love to me at this moment. He was making love to his mother. And I knew it. We won't be doing this anymore, David. From now on, the only woman you'll make love to will be your mother.
Oh, yes.
My words set him on fire, like I turned a switch inside. I had yet to see such ferocity in David, such zeal and strength. His fingers clutched my ass, digging in to make sure he couldn't let go. I bucked, knowing that this thrilled David to no end. His thoughts raced as he shuddered below. I lost complete control, surrendering to the euphoria of this sinful possibility. Images of David and Sandra swirled in my mind as I could see him humping wildly against his sweat-soaked mother, a savage animal unleashed, driven by a compelling force to mate. You two belong together, David.
Mother.
Oh, my handsome son. I met his thrusts with equal force. All that could be heard in the living room was the deafening collapse of our bodies, breathless grunts of compelling hope. I locked him in place, making sure there was no eye contact whatsoever. If there was, then our fucking would lose all meaning. You're home, David, where you belong.
Mother.
I felt a flood of his sperm erupt within.
I love you. Oh, God, I love you so much.
Oh, David. Not once did I stop my ramming of his cock. He threw his head back, summoning more of his scalding essence.
I love you. God, I love you so much.
With all of his might, he pulled my hips down, making sure his seed took root. I could tell he wasn't scared of making a woman pregnant. In fact, he probably longed for it in the darkest corners of his heart. Then, another wicked image filled my mind. Sandra's bulging stomach, carrying her son's child. This was becoming so much more than I ever anticipated. We lay in each other's arms as we caught our breath. It was by far the most grueling act of intercourse we'd ever had. I finally opened my eyes to gaze upon my smitten young man. Already waiting for a kiss, his mouth found mine. His fingers combed through my auburn tresses. We shared kiss after meaningful kiss. With his gaze falling over mine, he kissed me with the delicacy that the moment called for.
I can't believe you. I've never told anyone this.
I like encouraging my lovers to be themselves.
Aren't you jealous?
It's what you want, David. All those years. I want you to be happy, to be with the girl you truly love, even if she is your own mother. Silence fell over us as David continued his slow, gentle caresses.
I do love you, Shanna.
I love you too, David. This moment made me realize this was going to be the most amazing relationship I've ever been in. This forbidden love affair went far beyond the physical realm of pleasure. I began to look at incest as something more meaningful than what we as a society are taught to believe. This wasn't wrong, dirty. This was two consenting adults giving into life's most sacred desires. I answered the door, blessed with the vista of a golden-skinned goddess.
Hi.
Sandra was dressed in a stunning ankle-length gown. It was strapless, clinging to her every ample curve. The coal-black velvet of her dress glimmered nicely in the soft light from the doorway entrance. Sandra looked fabulous. Her long hair was pinned up carefully. Her makeup was simple, perfectly adding to the twinkle in her blue eyes. And her fragrance, oh my God. I greeted her with a smile, offering to take her purse and the thin shawl that hung from her amber shoulders. I could tell her tan was all natural. She didn't have that leathery look that so many women have from tanning beds. My eyes fell upon the deep cleft of her cleavage. God, you look so incredible.
Yeah?
She raised her arms out. We shared the first kiss of our beloved evening. God, I had to have her right then and there. But I had to wait. This was a woman who required finesse and delicacy, which I had no problem providing for her. We walked hand in hand to the dining room, where I pulled out the chair for her to sit. The room was lit with just two candles on the table, creating the perfect romantic atmosphere that I'd wanted. David actually thought of the candles as he helped me prepare the setting for dinner. The ever courteous enchantress, Sandra offered to help me with dinner. I declined, telling her to relax, let herself be pampered. I loved to indulge women who radiated elegance and grace. As I served her salad, Sandra and I exchanged a coy smile, catching me peeking at her mouth-watering cleavage. Be careful, love. I might have those for dinner tonight.
Well, I was hoping they would be the main course.
She cocked her eyebrow in one of the most seductive looks I've ever seen on a woman. I sat next to her on the corner of the table. I never liked sitting across from anyone at dinner. As we ate our salads, we shared more about our lives. It was splendid. I loved listening to her intoxicating voice as she spoke of her job, ambitions, and the hopes for her future. My salad, maybe, had two bites taken from it before I asked her if she wanted to take a walk with me. Her only reply was a thin smile, taking my hand in hers as we stood. Our walk took us around my pool and into the gardens nearby. It was a warm September night, perfect for a romantic stroll. As we walked, Sandra apologized for earlier that day at the house. She wanted to be with me, but felt it was all too sudden. I agreed, saying I sometimes come off a little too strong. I found out she had been bisexual since her days in high school, but it quickly came to an end when she got pregnant at 16. Playing it off, I thought to myself, and now that child is upstairs, waiting for his dear, sweet mother. I could only grin in delight as our stroll took us back to the pool. We poured ourselves a glass of wine, sitting beside the pool. With her at my side, I took notice of how the sparkling blue water illuminated off of her golden face and neckline. Laying my head on her shoulder, I snuggled beside her as our evening grew into more intimate circumstances. She in turn rested her head above mine, wrapping her right hand in mine. "You're so beautiful, Sandy. You just amaze me." She delicately traced a circle on my bare left knee.
"Not bad for trying to sell you a house, huh? Bet you weren't expecting that."
I smiled as we made eye contact once more. Her hands arose to caress my face.
"I want to make love to you tonight. And I want to wake up in your arms tomorrow to see those eyes looking in mine, just like we are now."
I couldn't take this much longer. She was saying all the right things, giving me all the right looks a girl could ask for. I lunged, smothering my lips to hers, swathing my arms around her neck. Her reaction was just as eager. In a split second, my tongue was stabbing the inside of her mouth in reckless need. Her mouth swallowed, just as she had on the porch earlier. She was an incredible kisser. Her lips were the softest of any velvet I'd ever touched. I tried to inhale her tongue into my mouth. Realizing the need for privacy, I stood quickly with her hand in tow. She knew all too well where I was taking her. Sandra stood with me, like a zombie, paralyzed by lust and desire. I guided her into the house, hand in hand. "I'm going to make love to you all night tonight, Sandy." There was no silliness, no laughs, no giggles. Only two women who were bent on becoming one. "I'm going to taste you.
Oh,
I'm going to lick your thighs. your hips. Then I'm going to turn you over and taste every inch of your mouth-watering ass. I'm going to make a meal out of that ass.
Oh my God, Shannon.
Sandra exhaled, coming at me for a kiss. I backed off as I wanted to carry on with my risque description. Shh. Then my tongue is going to slide deep in the cleavage of your ass. Sandra was tormented by this point. All she could do was look at me in utter astonishment. As with her son, I could see the swirling hope in those eyes. Then you'll feel my hands. Spread your cheeks as my tongue lays flat on your asshole. You'll tell me how it feels as I make deep love to your delicious ass. Won't you, Sandra?
Oh my God, I'm gonna have you, baby.
We were halfway up the stairs when she tried to kiss me again. I held her off with my arms firmly locked. Tell me how you're gonna take me, Sandy. Make love to me in words. As with her son, I could tell she wasn't used to verbalizing her desires.
I would taste you with my tongue, drink from you.
You're doing good. Keep going.
To taste those, oh, those healthy breasts. God, they're so beautiful. Perfect.
What else do you want to do to my big tits, Sandra? Think about it. We reached the top of the stairs. Sandra was about to burst at the seams. She was coming undone, and I could see it in her face.
They're so large and full.
Just like yours. Imagine our tits smothered together.
Oh, God, yes.
That was it. She lunged for me. A soulful kiss followed as her lips fell to my bare cleavage. Her hands tried to lift me from behind so we could get into the bedroom faster, but I stopped her, wanting to cross the threshold together, just as her son had done for me. I stepped into our bedroom, hand in hand, eye to eye. I knew David had to be somewhere in the room, but I didn't know where. Perhaps that was a good thing at this point. I didn't care. All that mattered was this resplendent, voracious female in front of me. At that moment, I watched Sandra reach behind her head to undo the flowing, saffron tresses pinned up. As it fell across her shoulders, I cast a telling smile of wanton desire at her. Our gaze held true as she swung her head slowly, allowing her hair to fall. Forgetting the song and dance, I raced for her, right there, enveloping her entire being into my arms. Her mouth crashed to mine as my lungs inhaled her impatient tongue into my mouth. The two of us lit the fires that would burn for a lifetime. Our souls came together in the most amazing act of affection and lust two women could endure. Our bodies ordained themselves as we eased onto my bed. This wasn't to be a meaningless tryst that would end with a phone number on a napkin. No, Sandra and I both knew this was something more.
Oh, yeah, nice and slow with your breath. Oh, yeah.
Our actions slowed as she came to rest atop me. We sensed the stillness of our flesh, absorbing the warmth of each other's skin, breast to breast, woman to woman. Her head stopped just inches above mine as our gazes wed once more. Her eyes said it all. No smiles, no doubts. A moment in time that would be sealed forever by the both of us. Her silence seized my restless existence. I wanted to say something. I wanted to vocalize it. She was seducing me with her utter serenity. It was something I wasn't aware of until then. And when her lips came to mine, it was as if she poured her living soul down my throat. I answered by stabbing her mouth with my tongue. It was all I could do before completely surrendering to her. Sandra was my first, the first to ever take me by complete surprise. It was as if we were both pure virgins until this sacred night. I was falling in love. Sandra's eagerness proved its merit by guiding me within her domain, keeping me submerged in the oceans of blessed love for what felt like days. All thoughts of time and the outside world vanished in the wake of Sandra's dazzling love. There was no curve untouched, no crevice left cared for. Gentle cries bred gasping screams as daylight slithered through the curtains, and I had yet to return any gestures of my sweetening love for her. It was then I realized that her son was somewhere close. Neither of us heard a peep the entire time we made love. It was an exceptionally carnal notion to think of. Sandra's own son. So close. Yet so far away. Sandra's wish was granted the very next afternoon. She awoke to find herself sealed in my arms, her head nestled beside my left breast, our hair tousled from hours of swaying and thrusting. Our makeup vanished. We were as nature intended, naked, in the arms of the other. I caught my breath, amazed by how beautiful she looked, even without makeup. Her rounded chin, forged deep into the fleshy mass of my breast, my nipple just barely an inch away from a rapid sip. My gaze journeyed beyond her neck, down the contour of her spine. There my eyes came to the voluptuous knolls of Sandra's delicious ass, those incredible hips. God, those beautiful golden hips. My mind recalled what those hips were doing to me just hours before. I made it a point to lather her entire backside with my tongue. Each leg was swabbed, both plump thighs glazed in saliva, all before my lips and tongue burrowed between the hills of Sandra's ass. Feeling the weighty flesh pressed to the sides of my face, my hunger trickled out to the savory spread below. Sandra's body relaxed as my tongue slipped past her anal ring. Her hands clenched my pillows, eyes sealed shut, mouth wide open in awe. I could tell this was the first time anyone had done this to her. My hands kneaded the cheeks of her hot caramel ass. My tongue deep in her rectum as my fingernails scraped the inviting fullness. My tongue was having slow, loving intercourse with Sandra's asshole. I was inside her. Every gasp Sandra summoned, every ripple of pleasure that washed across her big, buttery ass, I knew.
Oh, yeah. You like to breathe it in? Yeah. Put it in that far. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Spread it far. Sandra got exactly what she begged for. Sandra woke later to find her lips being suckled by mine. I loved doing that, especially to someone I'm falling for. Telling smiles were shared as our first kiss of the new day proved to be the first of many. It was Saturday, and we both had the next 2 days to do whatever we pleased. Can I use your little girl's room? Only if you promise to let me watch. It's right over there. I pointed to the door across the room. After a quick kiss, Sandra crawled out of bed. I watched her, admiring her womanly outline, that wide, shapely ass I just gorged myself on, the way her spine sloped down to form those voluptuous knolls of ripe ass. I suddenly remembered David. Sweetie, are you still there? Hit something once for yes. Have you seen everything? I smiled. I couldn't believe that I had actually done this. I allowed a son to watch his mother make tender love to me. I staged it, made it happen. I wondered what must have been going through his mind as he witnessed our shocking acts of lovemaking. I then imagined the two of them making love for the very first time. Seeing his hard cock disappearing into his mother's warm, loving womb. I then realized that these two would do far more than just have sex together. They were going to spend the rest of their lives together as one, husband and wife. Sandra strutted back in, slipping back under the sheets. She could tell I was hiding something. Her grin melted my resistance. What is it? Nothing. She kissed my lower lip. Sandra wasn't about to give up. My heart was racing. I was about to cross the point that would forever seal David and Sandra's fate. What would happen? Would Sandra reject her son's confession? Or would she accept it, allowing a forbidden love to be consummated? The wicked concept crippled my senses as Sandra leaned in for another kiss, knowing full well that the next set of lips she would be kissing would be those of her very own son. I have someone I'd like for you to meet.
What do you mean?
I mean that there's someone I'd like for you to get to know. I've got a feeling he's going to be the perfect man for you.
I don't want a man. I want you.
No, he's not just any man, Sandra. This young man is perfect for you. He was made for you. Trust me on this.
I haven't had much luck with men, darling. Why do you think I'm here with you?
But I can't give you another child like you want. This young man wants children. I know he does. I knew that would make her listen. Our long talks revealed her wish for another child. But with the right man this time.
What's he like?
I cracked an evil grin, knowing I was about to describe her own son to her. Why don't you let me introduce you two and find out for yourself?
When?
How about right now? The look on her face was bewilderment, tinged in eagerness. I could see that she wanted to get dressed, to be more presentable. She pulled the bed sheet to her chest. It was now or never. First things first. I reached under the bed, bringing out my trusty Velcro restraints. I want to make sure you don't get away. I gave her my best, erotically charged look,
as I tied her wrists and ankles to the bedposts. The look on her face was utter fright, yet filled with anticipation. She liked this. My heart was pounding in my chest from the thrill of what was about to happen. It was coming, and Sandra had absolutely no clue. I was about to unite a mother and her son together in the forbidden sin of lustful decadence. "It's okay, sweetheart. It'll all make sense soon. Trust me." I gently motioned her back on the bed, tightening the last restraint to her wrist. "He's going to make you so happy, Sandy. I just know he will." With that, I climbed off my bed and approached my closet door. "David, why don't you come out and meet your soulmate?" The closet door began to creak open tediously. I caught a glimpse of Sandra, who was now heaving in breathless curiosity. It was then that her eyes filled themselves with the semblance of her beautiful, muscular son. Bare-chested, I could tell David was beleaguered with fright from seeing his disrobed mother directly in front of him. I strolled to David, spreading my fingertips over his broad, handsome shoulders, caressing him like a prized piece of beef. "David, this is Sandra. Sandra, this is David. I know you two are going to just make the perfect couple." Sandra fought her restraints in disgust. Trying to sit up, she realized it was useless.
"Shannon! Are you fucking crazy? Oh my God, he's my son, for God's sake! Have you lost your mind?"
"Mom, please."
"David, what has she done to you?"
"Nothing, Mom."
David hung his head in shame, trying not to look at his sumptuous mother laying there without a shred of clothing on. Her perfectly golden body, those delicious motherly breasts, that lustrous abdomen that begged for the right touch. Any man would die for just one touch of her, even her very own son. "I gave him the chance to express his true self, to give in to his most forbidden desires. What's so wrong with a boy loving his mother like that? You have no clue how much this boy loves you, Sandra. Maybe if you would have been around him more, you would have noticed that." Ouch. I hit a sore spot in her. Once again, I had proved my point. She withdrew slightly, only to catch David gazing at her marvelous body. She felt so ashamed like this, nude, tied up, and nowhere to go. "If only you knew how much he deeply loves you. How he practically cries every time he speaks of you." I sauntered over to her. Sandra snarled at me, virtually lunging at me with the utmost hatred and wrath a person could muster.
"This is sick. You could go to jail for what you're doing."
"Then you know what? I would gladly go to jail so this young man can express his love for you." I slowly began stroking her lush, thick thigh. "Sandy, please, I know this is hard, but I think you know deep in your heart that this is right. You're not a fighter or someone who hates. You're a lover. I see that in your eyes. That's why I've fallen in love with you." Sandra halted her tirade, slowly glancing over at me. David stood motionless, still enraptured by the sight of his divine mother. My hand came to her face to prove my point, an affirmation, a pledge to her. "I do, Sandy. I do love you, just as much as I love your son. I love you both. That's why I know you two were meant for each other. I could tell she was fighting this with all of her willpower. And then I nestled closer to her. Who else would love you unconditionally, without any fear or doubt?
This is so wrong. I can't. He's my son, Shannon. I can't do that to him.
I leaned into her ear. No other man will love you the way David will. No one will ever stand by you like him. Like I said, David's not just any man.
He's my son.
I heard a hint of hope in her voice. It was then that my plan began to take shape. I stood where Sandra was, sauntering over to her son nearby. Sweating, and already hard, I took him by the hand, steering him to the bed. I could hear Sandra's breathing swell as we got closer, not knowing what was in store for her. Come on, David. I sensed his fear. Let's show your mother what you mean. I crawled up on the bed, heading to Sandra with David's hand in mine. I motioned him up and onto his back, gradually placing him beside Sandra, who had turned her face away. David eased back carefully, looking at his mother for any sign of approval, but none came. As he found a cozy spot on the bed, my hands began to undo his pants. I want you to watch what I'm about to do. His already erect cock had made its presence known to all. My hand slipped his pants past his knees, freeing his aching cock. He was now completely nude in front of his own mother. Sandra still kept her sights away from us, but that was okay. I knew it wouldn't be long before she would come around. My fingertips gently blanketed his twitching cock. Oh, Sandy. Look at this. Look at your boy's cock in my hand. This is so beautiful. It was so thick, so pure. My full breasts heaved as I took a breath, lowering their weighty mass above his cock. Releasing my grip, I straddled him as my breasts swayed up and down his cock. David was so ready, so eager. My hair fell over my face as I felt myself being swept away in this torrid moment. David's hands glazed my shoulders gently, as if to motion me. Oh, Sandy, you made the perfect man. I bet you knew it when you had him in your belly, didn't you? David likes that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
David wants to be back inside his beautiful mother, doesn't he? I looked right into Sandra's eyes to make my point. To be where he belongs.
Yeah.
My breasts maintained their slow, gentle caressing of his solid manhood. I loved how a young man was actually hard for his own mother.
Oh, my mother.
The love story continues.